This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An aid ship loaded with some 200 tons of food for Gaza has set sail from Cyprus and should arrive in about 3 days. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
The food was gathered by World Central Kitchen, the charity founded by celebrity chef Jose Andres, and is being transported by the Spanish aid group Open Arms. Juan Camilo Jimenez is the activation manager for the World Central Kitchen.
We are carrying almost 200 tons of aid there, food supplies, basically rice, beans, lettuce, canned tuna, and others.
The United States has separately announced plans to construct a sea bridge near Gaza in order to deliver aid, but it will likely be several weeks before it becomes operational. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on the role powerful gangs may play in Haiti's future.
It's not immediately clear who will be chosen to lead Haiti out of the crisis in which heavily armed gangs have become steadily more dominant, although Guyana president Irfan Ali says the transitional council would have 7 voting members and 2 non-voting ones. Some experts question the role the gangs, who control 80% of Port-au-Prince, will have to play. Robert Fatten, a Haitian expert at the University of Virginia, says even if you have a different kind of government, the reality is you need to talk to the gangs. You can't suppress them. Fatten notes gangs have supremacy in the capital. If there's no countervailing force, he says, it's no longer a question of if you want them at the table, they may just take the table. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have targeted Liberian flag container ship in the Red Sea with missiles on Monday, producing an explosion near the vessel but causing